The great irony in our society today is that many people are lonely because they're afraid to be alone, because they're afraid to be rejected, afraid to be abandoned. They're afraid to lose the person who is perfect for them. So they just avoid love altogether. And they sabotage themselves. They sabotage relationships with the right people. Unconsciously, of course. Because their fear has grown into an emotional tumor that is blocking the flow of virtue from their heart to someone else's. They drive the right person away because the right person could be everything they've ever wanted. And they're afraid of losing that person. So they never allow themselves to be vulnerable with them. You see the painful loop here? They lose the person they could love before they even get a chance to see if they could love them. Ah, the inner workings of a traumatized psyche. But today, you're in luck, my friends, because resolving that is precisely my forte. So welcome to your Honest Health Podcast. I am your host, your mentor, and your temporary Santa Claus substitute, Justin Seaman, from yourhonesthealth.com. And this is episode 38, What to Do If You Feel Alone. And Merry Christmas, my friends. It is the most wonderful day of the year. But I know that for many people out there, Christmas can also be a painful time or a lonely time, which is why I'm doing this episode today, because I love you all so much, and I wanted to give you a gift today. So I'm here giving you the gift of, let's call it wisdom. You know, I'd bake you all some cookies if I could, if it was possible, but alas, you'll have to settle for my wisdom for now. Besides, that just means more cookies for me, right? And isn't that what Christmas is all about? Hoarding everything to myself? Wait a minute. It's the complete opposite of that, isn't it? Oh well, it's too late now. The cookies are all mine. So let me see if I can help set you on a path of digging your way out of that pit of loneliness. Because as good as my sugar cookies are, and believe me guys, they're really good, as good as they are, nothing tastes as good, nothing is as valuable in this world as real love. Although sugar cookies are a close second. You are going to resolve your feelings and your fears. Because your feelings and your fears come from the past, not the present. Even though they persist in the present, which is why they're affecting you, they originate from the past. They exist now because of events and relationships in your past. And my job is to help you, not to ignore your past, but to dig deep within it so that you can understand it and so that you can gain some clarity, so you can become more present with your actual reality, so that you don't create a reason not to be with the right person. so you don't project your past onto someone in your present. Because if we do not have some clarity about our past, then our triggers will dictate our decisions. You understand? And you can't completely avoid your triggers, but you can understand them. Because if you become aware of your triggers, the emotions that you have buried in your unconscious mind, or your unconscious heart, is how I like to describe it. If you become aware of those underlying feelings that you carry with you everywhere you go, every day, the feelings that have latched onto your heart, if you begin to understand why they developed to begin with, then you can learn to let them go. And when you do, then you will be able to develop new healthy feelings with the right person. You will let them in, because there won't be any leftover emotions from your past that filled your heart up to the very top, overflowing. So you have to drain the trauma from your heart before you can fill it back up with real love. And don't choose comfort over love, because sometimes comfort can take the place of vulnerability. And you choose comfort because you're afraid to be vulnerable, because you're afraid to get hurt by someone if you truly give your heart to them. So what you do, if you're afraid, is you just don't give your heart to anyone. You give them only your time, and your time alone. You leave your real feelings in your suppressed heart, and then you tell yourself to be with someone who you're comfortable with. Someone who you know deep down won't break your heart, because you'll never actually give it to them. And you subconsciously choose someone who will be fine being with you without making a genuine connection. Maybe because they can't make a genuine connection themselves. Who knows why they do it? It doesn't really matter. What matters is why you are afraid to be with someone who will truly love you. Someone who will respect you and be honest with you and support you. Someone who will defend you, especially when it's difficult. Someone who will want to get to know every single last ounce of you, inside and out. Someone who wants to understand you. Someone who wants to make you happy. Someone who will commit to you. That's what you're afraid of. Because losing that would be too devastating for you. So you choose the easy route. But in doing that, in choosing the easy route, you sacrifice a life of real love. And you sacrifice your true self. And the funny thing is, well, it's not really funny. Ironic, I guess. The ironic thing is, you don't have to be afraid of losing someone who truly loves you. Because if someone truly loves you, then they would never leave you. You understand? They would never betray you. They would never abandon you. True, they might get hit by a bus. There are no guarantees. but the relationship that you have together will be solid as a rock. Because that's what real love is. Not perfect. It's not without disagreement. There will be times. There will always be times where you get frustrated or upset or angry. But the respect that you have for each other will prevent anything inexcusably bad from ever happening. And whenever you do have a disagreement, or whenever you do feel upset, your respect for each other will allow you to resolve the issue together, no matter what it is. See, that's part of what makes a commitment a commitment. It's not just you committing to someone and then crossing your fingers. It's you committing to someone and them committing to you in return. Not just with their words, but their actions. You'll be able to feel a true commitment. Because it'll feel safe. It'll feel right. Because you will trust each other. And the reason why you will trust each other is because you will be consistent in your actions and behavior towards each other. Honesty, respect, integrity, support. No abuse. Just consistent virtue. That is what creates real trust. And ultimately, real love. And that is something you are absolutely not afraid of. What you're afraid of is getting attached to someone for the wrong reasons. And then losing that. Because that's painful too. Because that is a kind of pain that stretches all the way back to your childhood. You see? Because the mistreatment that you experienced from your parents molded your perception of what love is. Yeah, that's kind of what it is, actually. Love with mold growing on it. Something that should be enjoyable, something that should be peaceful and fulfilling, but it ends up being stressful or disappointing and draining instead. But a relationship based on real love, based on honesty, based on respect and support, that is something you can never truly lose. Because it's real. Even when one of you dies, hopefully when you're both old and gray, when that happens. Yes, of course it will be sad, for sure. But their love will continue on in your heart. Because it's real. It's not an unhealthy attachment bond that so many people confuse for love. That's not what you're going to have. You're going to have the real thing. Because you have the courage to be honest with yourself about how your past is influencing you. You have that courage. Because you are here listening to this for a reason. Because you want to be better. You want to improve. Because you want real love. And we're going to get there, my friends. We're going to get there. And I appreciate you all so much for being part of this, because I truly believe this podcast is one of a kind. And I know the kind of person who listens to this is the kind of person who is built for great things in life, no matter how old you are. So I hope you can take a moment and feel good about that. Because not everyone has the fortitude to improve themselves at all. But you do. And that's exactly what you're going to do. Can't you feel it? I think you can. But you also might feel a little bit anxious just thinking about it, and that's okay too. Because it could be that you feel lonely right now. Not necessarily because you're literally alone, but maybe because you're surrounded by people who you can't be your true self with. And in my opinion, and in my experience, that is the loneliest feeling in the world. I've been there. I have been there and done that and learned my lessons. God knows I have learned my lessons. I have stared the disingenuous dragon of deception square in the eyes and made a choice to stop pretending, to stop being someone I'm not, to stop acting like my feelings don't matter, to stop trying to fit the mold of what other people want me to be. I have stared that dragon in the face and slayed it to the ground. See, I've been through a lot in my life. I have gone through some things. And I've made some bad choices, admittedly. But once I came to terms with that, I made another choice. I made the choice to be better. I made the choice to be the person I was born to be, because I had left that person behind as I grew into a young adult, because the relationships that I had steered me towards sin and vice. I internalized that dishonesty gets rewarded and honesty gets punished. I internalized that people are expendable and can be used for my selfish gain. But I also internalized that my true desires, my true preferences, my true opinions, and my true feelings were not important. So I became a shell of myself, incapable of making a real connection. So instead, I made surface-level connections. And I got really good at doing that, because I had a little bit of charm. And I still do, I think. But charm without virtue can lead you astray. So I made a choice, my friends. I made a choice, the same choice that you are going to make today. On Christmas Day, I made a choice to improve myself. Because you can't improve other people, at least not directly. You can't change other people. You can't control other people and expect to have love at the same time, obviously. You need to develop self-respect. And to do that, you must decide what kind of behavior you refuse to put up with. And then go out into the world and enforce that boundary. It's just a matter of distancing yourself from mistreatment. If someone disrespects you, then they get your distance. If somebody yells at you, they get your distance. If they lie, distance. Neglect, distance. Manipulation, distance. Physical violence, you better believe that gets distance. And when you stand up and put distance between yourself and this kind of behavior, you're going to start feeling like a superhero. A superhero for yourself. Because I believe the main reason you remain lonely is because you are not enforcing your boundaries. Maybe because you don't have any. And so what happens is you choose isolation. Whether it be literally or emotionally. Because feeling lonely isn't always because you're not surrounded by anyone. Sometimes being lonely is because you're not surrounded by supportive people. You're surrounded by the wrong people. And yes, oftentimes, that can be our family members. So you choose isolation in order to protect yourself from the behavior that would cause you pain. Which is why you are going to begin to surround yourself with people who behave virtuously. You're going to work from the ground up. If you meet someone and they tell you the truth, if you meet someone and they respect you, if they support you, if you meet someone like that, then guess what? That's the kind of person who deserves your time. And that's the key. Because you do need time in order to verify if someone's right for you or not. Whether they be a friend or a spouse. But if you're going to give them your time, their behavior must align with your boundaries. No yelling, no hitting, no disrespect, no ignoring, no deceiving, no guilting, no shaming, no undermining. Because you don't want that in your life. Otherwise, you know what you might do? You might prefer to be alone. And that's the whole point. So choose virtue, my friends. Because that is a choice you can choose at any time. Doesn't mean it'll be easy, but it will be worth it. It's worth it to stand up for yourself. It's worth it to care about yourself. And it's worth it to share yourself with someone who appreciates you. And the way that they prove their appreciation must come from their actions, not just their words. So it is time to rejuvenate your heart. It is time to come back to the vulnerable child you once were and reach out to the right people. Because you didn't have a choice when you were a child, but you do now. You can try to connect with anyone. So be deliberate about who you give your time to. Don't just pick anyone who has a nice smile. Pick someone who treats you right. Trust yourself. Listen to your feelings. Always. And pay attention to the way someone treats you. Look for consistency. No, don't just look for consistency. Make it a requirement. And above all, my friends, treat people the way you want to be treated. I know that's an old cliche platitude, but it's so crucial. If you require respect, then you have to give respect yourself. If you want someone to tell you the truth, then you got to do it too. Reciprocity is what holds a healthy relationship together. And if you're not ready for that right now, it's okay. It's okay if you have to do a little bit of introspection before you jump into anything. In fact, I would highly suggest that you do that, whether it's therapy or consulting with me, which, by the way, you can book on my website, yourhonesthealth.com, anytime. Or maybe you have to read some books. Or maybe even binge listen to this podcast. In fact, that just might be the perfect thing to do today if you feel lonely. There's a lot of useful information in this podcast, so don't hesitate. But if you're waiting for the people around you to just magically start acting completely different from the way they've been acting for years, you're gonna keep waiting. But if you take some time and think about what behavior you want in your life, do you want respect? Do you want honesty? Do you want support? Do you want appreciation? Do you want understanding? Do you want fun? Do you want intimacy? Do you want love? Figure out what you want. And once you've decided what you want, then be those things yourself. Be respectful. Be honest. Be supportive. Bring the love to the world that you want the world to give to you. And shield yourself from disrespect. Say no to the behavior that you don't want. Say no to yelling. Say no to being ignored. Say no to manipulation. And feel your self-respect grow by the day. Because that's how you get self-respect, with your outright refusal to tolerate disrespect. And when you start doing that, you're going to start to feel a lot less lonely. You can bet on that. Because the right people are going to absolutely love you. So I know, it might sound a little bit daunting. Again, that's okay. This isn't an overnight fix. You're not going to get married on Boxing Day. At least not in 2023. But next year is a whole new year, right? And your choices that you make, beginning today, will determine what your life will be like 1 year from now. So you want my advice? Hopefully you do, because why else would you be listening to me? If you want my advice, here it is. You got some work to do. You got some work to do. Gotta figure out who you are. Need to figure out why you are the way you are. Need to understand how your past has influenced your current state of being. You need to be honest with yourself. Honest about how you feel. Honest about how you felt when you were a child. And honest about how you feel now. And you have to decide to stand up for yourself. To not let anyone, and I mean anyone, mistreat you. All of this is what you need to do if you want to shake off this loneliness in your heart. And yeah, it might take a bit of work. Might take a bit of time. But it'll be worth it. It will be worth it to live your life the way you truly want to live it. It will be worth it to be a positive influence on the world. It will be worth it to have love, to have and give love. I know you want that. So start today. Start today. Because today is as good of a time as any. Because tomorrow is always too far away. Because tomorrow never comes. Today is here. Today is now. It's time to be honest. So don't let another single day pass you by. Start today. And you know what else you can do today? Is you can follow me on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health. That's JustinSeaman Health. You can definitely do that today. Because maybe doing that will help you do what you need to do. And don't forget also, you can always book a consultation with me through my website, yourhonesthealth.com. I am always here if you need some guidance or just someone to talk to. Any problem that you have, for any reason at all, yourhonesthealth.com. And thank you all so, so much for spending your time with me today. It truly means a lot to me. I wouldn't be doing what I do if it weren't for your support. So thank you so, so much. And as we approach a new year, just days from now, I'm reminded of a quote from my childhood that I would like to share with you as I end this podcast. It goes like this. The end is the beginning, and the beginning is the end. It's so true in so many ways, isn't it? So go reclaim your life, my friend. Start today. And Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for listening.